A lone star, the symbol of Texas, sits atop a tall tree in front of the Alamo, a Spanish mission where Texas rebels fought to the death against the Mexican army in 1836. But the people who gather here on cold December evenings leading up to Christmas seek peace and harmony. And regardless of their ethnic background, they favor Mexican food for the holiday.
And then we make our own food like tamales and menudo.
Tamales, like always. Traditionally have tamales on Christmas Eve with other kind of hors d'oeuvre type stuff. Not really the turkey meal that you see in the movies, or maybe that's what they do up north.
Nearby, the Riverwalk is decorated with Christmas lights, but the cold temperatures discourage outdoor dining. On sunny days, city folk can head to Texas Hill Country, to the small town of Bandera. It calls itself the cowboy capital of the world.
If we can, then just think about that old barn with that hay to saw. But it's only 4 more miles to Marianne.
These cowboy singers and musicians meet frequently at Bandera's Frontier Times Museum. Lou Peterbaugh runs a ranch outside Bandera and keeps several horses there.
Christmas time, I generally try to give them some apples or carrots or something. Just I know they probably don't realize that it's a special day, but they appreciate the treat.
Poetry has long been popular among cowboys, and Lee Hale does a cowboy variation on the classic poem, The Night Before Christmas, which tells the story of Santa Claus and his reindeer sled.
He said, "Giddy up, yo nag!" And as his rig disappeared off into the stars, we heard a small voice that come from afar. "Come on, you old mules, or I'll tan your old hides. Have a Merry Christmas, y'all, and y'all have a good night."
If I was a cowboy.
Hale grew up on a ranch that served as the anchor for his extended family.
Christmas was always a big gathering time at the family. We always ended up at the ranch out there. And so people that, cousins and people that weren't no longer around, all migrated back to the ranch, and then we had Christmas there.
Today, there are few family ranches in Central Texas, but Hale says he and other performers keep the cowboy heritage alive for visitors from near and far.
And we get people from Germany, Switzerland, England all the time, and when they get here, they're already decked out. And sometimes they know as much or more about the culture as we do.
Hale says this time of year, he feels the influence of both holiday and cowboy traditions. Frank Plakis, VOA News, San Antonio, Texas.